Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
A scheme put in place by one local authority is allowing them to purchase the homes of people who are aged over 60 and who are looking to downsize, and in return offer them long-term social housing. Last week, one new block of 35 apartments on the Old Blackrock Road in Cork, which is part of the scheme, was open to prospective tenants, and Brian O'Connell went along to the viewing. And Brian is with us now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
So tell us all about this scheme and how it works.
It's quite interesting, isn't it? The scheme is called Right Sizing. It's been pioneered by Cork City Council, but it's also elsewhere, including Limerick. It's targeted at people over the age of 60 who may be living in homes which have become too big for their needs, or maybe the homes need to be upgraded and they're possibly looking to move. So the way this works, as you said, is the local authority will buy your home off you. It's at a discount, and in return you live in one of their new schemes of housing as a social housing tenant. You have security of tenure for the remainder of your life, and then the amount you pay in rent is means tested, as is your eligibility for the scheme. So once your home is sold then to the local authority, they can assign your home to a family on the housing list. I was actually talking to one person who told me their home had a very large garden, and two more houses are expected to be built on that site by the council now. So that will take three families possibly off the list.
Okay, so if you have a house that the council want to buy, they're going to buy it from you, but at a discount, even though you're still expected to pay rent.
Exactly, but the rent will be means tested, as is your eligibility for the scheme. So depending on what pension you're on, and the discount varies depending on the house, depending on how much work needs to be done.
Okay.
Some people were telling me in and around €50,000 of a discount for a house.
Right, so you visited this new development of apartments, and they're available to people who decide to participate in the scheme. What was it like?
Exactly. Well, many people would have passed this this block. It was a vacant and partially built office block, actually, at the start of the Old Black Road, which is a very desirable suburb in Cork City, so partially finished office block. And then you have this partnership, Cork City Council, the contractors MMD Construction, and then Tua Housing Agency. It's now 35 apartments. It's called Springville House, one and two bedroomed, modern, bright, really well finished apartments, and they're ready to receive occupants. So Thursday last there was an open morning. People who were perhaps looking for social housing long term, or who wanted to avail of this right sizing scheme, they could go and see these homes. Many of the apartments have balconies. I said they're bright, they're A-rated, as you'd expect, really good finish, and then some of it is left to tenants, for example flooring and all the rest of the kitchens are installed. So I spoke to Alison O'Rourke, Senior Executive in Cork City Council, and we took a tour of Springville House.
So we try to develop schemes that are providing age-friendly accommodation for people who wish to right-size. So what that means is people living in larger accommodation, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, who wish to choose to opt into one of our right sizing schemes.
This is a property here I've driven past. It was derelict for a long time.
It would have been derelict during the, you know, the height towards the start of the boom, and then throughout the recession was empty, derelict. It came into Cork City Council through our competitive dialogue procurement process, where developers bring housing solutions to us and then we design a housing solution with those developers. So what we have here are 35 homes that have been developed by MMD Construction. This is an example of one of our units. It's ground floor, facing out onto Old Blackrock Road. It's a very large open space. Kitchen, dining, seating area, patio area out here and around the corner that kind of wraps around the property.
Really nice, bright.
Gated community as well. Usually the finish itself in terms of flooring and everything will be at the tenant's own expense. The bedrooms.
Bedrooms here, fabulous. Yeah, quite
so
big.
This is a two-bedroom unit. So this is, as you can see, it's a double bedroom space almost.
So the benefit for the council is that you have someone here who will be paying rent, but then you also have that 3 or 4 bedroomed house which you can then use to take somebody off the housing list.
Yeah, absolutely. So it frees up that 3 or 4 bedroom property, adds to our programme in terms of the general need that's out there, and providing that for younger, larger families. There's a triple win almost. So You know, the older person gets suitable accommodation, a younger family gets a large property, and the city council is able to develop its programme as well.
So there are the apartments available, and you spoke to some people who might be willing to sell their homes and avail of the scheme, Brian.
There was a couple of things, Claire, that struck me about the people I chatted to at this viewing. People were saying, for example, their houses were too big for their needs, their children had left, had moved on. A lot of people were saying as well the costs in running their homes were causing them issues, and then the investment needed to make them energy efficient they felt was prohibitive. So again, you can see the attraction in perhaps selling and moving to one of these A-rated energy efficient homes. I'm going to bring you two people in very different circumstances. This woman I met was looking at a two-bedroomed apartment, and now that all her children have moved on, she felt time was right to sell, and she was interested in selling the council her home and to avail of this long-term tenancy instead. I asked her how she came to that decision.
At my age, I'm living in a big hill, top of a big hill. I'm not near a bus stop. My house was originally a three-bedroom house. I would like a two-bedroom place because my only child lives in Mayo.
What's the attraction for you then?
The attraction is no gardens, no cutting grass, no steps. You know, lots of things, really.
And how do you feel about moving from your family home?
Oh, that don't worry me at all.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't worry me at all.
If it worked out for you, you'd sell your house at a discount to the council and then you become a long-term tenant here. Any idea how much you'd be paying a month?
That depends on your pension.
There's a bit of a discount on the price that
they will take. They will take up to 50,000, depending on your age. Our houses, you can't heat them. I mean, I'm after paying £800 for heating on my own since October, so to last week.
So do you think you'll be getting the keys here?
They're the best one I've seen in a long time. Okay. And so convenient to town. And it's a safety aspect of it as well. You feel safe, you know. I mean, I've alarms, everything in my house, and I still don't feel safe. Yeah. You feel safe.
Yeah.
This is the thing about it.
Sounds like a deal could be done there, Claire. She was quite interested, as you heard. Now, I met one other person who's been in the private rental market for many years. He would qualify for social housing. He is hoping to secure a long-term home as a social housing tenant now in this development. I noticed he was inspecting the finishing apartments quite closely, and it made sense afterwards, Claire, when he told me he was a builder for many years.
I'm a single person. The situation is I'm in private rented accommodation now, possibly 10 and a half years, approaching 11. It's very difficult. I've been on the housing list for that length of time, and I'm...
So you're already a tenant in private rental.
Private rental.
What's that been like for the last 10 years?
Oh, it's been quite okay, but I suppose for me now the issue is I'm approaching 60, and the situation, there's no proper security for tenancy in private rental at the moment because of the market.
So with here, you'd come in as a social housing tenant.
Yes.
You'd have long-term security.
Correct.
Have they given you any idea how much you'd be paying a month?
No, I haven't talked to any of them.
You haven't got down to business yet.
No, that's... I let my agent deal with that. I'm only joking. You know, there's... I did work in construction, and I know the turnaround they're proposing next year to have the waiting list from a year to maybe 6 months. Which will be great for a lot of people.
What did you make of the properties?
Oh, I think they're very well finished.
Yeah.
They're very well finished. Like, I was a builder myself. I suppose I'm still...
Were you tapping on the walls when you went into the...
Not really, no, because I'm aware of the company, actually. MD. I only have to glance. I know
the finish is good.
Is very good,
And an A-rated.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. It's excellent. And... it ticks all the boxes for me.
Stamp of approval from our former builder as
exactly.
Well. So that's a housing scheme that they're hoping to fill soon. But you went to see another development, Brian, didn't you, where people had already moved in?
I suppose I wanted to see what that might look like a couple of years down the road. So I went to a scheme called Aris Wirra, which is again in Blackrock, 30 homes in a Cork City Council scheme managed again by Tua Housing, all of them filled. And here you have a combination of apartments and bungalows, really well laid out. There's actually a very thriving community there now. Coffee mornings are are going really well, I'm told by the residents. People wanted to be around this type of community, Claire. They wanted to feel safe. So a gated community, CCTV alarms, it was attractive to the people I met there. So I called and I met one woman, Deirdre Marriott. She cares for her mum. They had sold their previous home and then they availed of this right-sizing scheme. So she told me how it's worked out.
We were in a bungalow here in Blackrock, everybody had left at this stage, and it was too much to maintain, you know, all the extra rooms, the empty rooms, and a massive back garden. And we had to get somebody in, we had to pay somebody to actually come and do the grass. Then went in to see the city council. They suggested we could maybe have a look at downsizing with the Tooth home that they were building here. And they are really lovely apartments.
For you and your mum, it must have been a big decision.
It was. It was a huge decision.
There's a lot of emotion attached to it.
Yes, especially for my mum with the, you know, leaving that house.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised when we came round and had a look. Mm-hmm. And we knew how much easier it was going to be for mm-hmm. us to be able to maintain the property. They're responsible for doing the flower beds and everything, and it's really lovely, and Mum is very happy.
And you have a community around you.
Yes, we do. It's fabulous, very good. Yeah, I'm really sort of happy for my mum, for her last years.
The property here is much better suited to your mum in the next 5, 10, 15 years, whatever.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, the other house, the bungalow that we left, was very damp. It was, and it needs to have done what they intend doing to it now, the council. So yeah, this is fabulous. We love it. Yeah, we're more than happy here.
So that has worked out really well for them. And for anyone listening, Brian, who might be interested, where do they get more information?
Well, the information has just gone up on the Cork City Council's website. So it's the right sizing scheme. It's open to people over the age of 60, both council tenants and private homeowners who may find their home, as you heard, perhaps too large for their needs as they go forward. It's a voluntary scheme. It means you don't obviously have to move should you choose to, but you can still sell your house to the council and be eligible for social housing should a property come up. Details, as I said, have just gone live on the corkcity.ie website. Anybody in the Cork area who happens to be interested, who feels they might qualify, it is means tested, email housingcapital@corkcity.ie. And I did see there are trials of this in different parts of the country as well. Limerick, for example, has it up and running. So worth checking in as well with your local authority to see are there any plans in your area.
Certainly is. Brian, thanks very much for that. That's Brian O'Connell reporting there. A reminder that coming up after 11 this morning, what the wettest March on record means for farmers and for climate change. And we'll be speaking to Dara McCullough, who you'll know, broadcaster, columnist and farmer on that. Adam Maguire has been adding up just how much we spend on chocolate. And I think you're going to be surprised when you hear how we rank here in Ireland against our neighbours. And advice on wills and probate with solicitor Elaine Byrne. That's coming up later on too. And if you've any questions, text us, text Elaine. We'll get them to her. 51551. Now, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.